Are the two becoming one? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when one thinks about the two largest political parties in our republic, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes, and until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter.
Along with the families of the hostages, I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol you're going to set up on your computer. It's going to come to your mobile phone, but it's not an application. It works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And with this, you can plan out everything you've got going on during the day, all those mundane appointments, meetings, everything else. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, and it's based entirely on your locale, and this really separates them from the rest of the herd, they're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine, that you can't possibly plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, the polar vortex, blizzard, earthquake. It doesn't matter. You're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get that information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Going to be joined not exactly from the floor of SHOT Show, because right now the guys and gals that are at SHOT Show are in their bed, hungover. I really shouldn't paint that broader stroke. But we are going to be joined from SHOT Show. I've got a sponsor coming aboard, Adams Arms. And from Adams Arms, we're going to be joined by T.J. Kurgan, who is out there on the floor, mulling about, looking at all the latest tech. And we're going to get a report from him and talk some tactical stuff. That's coming up, I think, in the next hour. Did you hear about the shoosting that occurred in Florida? A retired police officer shot two people, one fatally, during a cell phone dispute inside a Florida movie theater during the previews. And this was not some disgruntled ex-police officer. 71-year-old retired cop Curtis Reeves from Tampa, Florida, asked 43-year-old Chad Olson to stop texting during the movie, which I don't like texting either when the lights go down and if you're in a theater or a movie theater or wherever. I don't like that. I don't do it. Chad refused to stop texting. He was texting his 3-year-old daughter. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around a 3-year-old with a mobile phone. But anyway, when he refused, Mr. Reeves left to alert the movie theater staff. Upon his return, Chad asked if Curtis went and told on him, and at that point an argument broke out. It's until it gets fatal, it sounds like something that would happen on the playground. Shortly after all this began, all this arguing began, Curtis took out a sidearm and shot Chad Olson and his wife, Nicole. Mr. Olson would die because of his wounds. Now, interestingly enough, and the biggest reason I'm bringing this out, there's a lot of people out there that think that retired police officers, or police officers at all, which police officers are people, they're not, they don't have some genetically ingrained something that makes them superhuman or super this or super that. They're just people. No physical contact occurred between these two people. Mr. Olson threw his popcorn at Mr. Reeves, and that is where he pulled out his weapon and shot and killed Mr. Olson. Now, people like Governor Andrew Cuomo have gone on record and passed legislation ensuring that retired police officers have the ability to shoot people. In New York, with the SAFE Act and subsequent amendments to it, police officers are special citizens who have rights above those of regular citizens. And one of those rights is that they're exempted from having to follow the SAFE Act to begin with. They're exempt from the magazine limits. They're exempt from the ban on so-called assault weapons. When you couple this with the American Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act, which allows retired cops to carry their handgun anywhere in the country, this has established a caste system where police are placed in a special class while the rest of us, we have to suffer the indignities of the infringements. Now, let me ask you a question regarding that. And that is, a retired police officer, say you're 71 years old, or say you're that guy from the Department of Homeland Security that works directly for Cuomo or Bloomberg or whoever he works for. That guy has suffered a stroke. This guy was 71 years old. Now, at what point, with veterans, if they can't handle their financial VA, their VA payments, we're going to pay you this money, and you got to handle it the way we say it. If they can't handle it, they can't even own a gun. Does a police officer, even if he's in a nursing home, does he have a right to carry a gun anywhere he wants to, if he's retired, if he's in his 80s? We might not let him drive. We might not let him handle his own money. But does he, is that the way the caste system is going to work? Because I haven't checked into it nearly tight enough. Police are not Captain America, okay? They are not the types that never commit crimes or otherwise do bad things. Lots of police officers commit crimes and all kinds of crimes. Murder, rape, robbery, drugs. And my point here is not to disarm retired police officers, but I would really like to see, in California, if you have a concealed carry permit, you have all the rights of police in California. And I think this notion, well, it doesn't surprise me the way this works. This notion of class privileges, that's become the new normal. Now, the retired Tampa cop is going to be charged with second-degree murder. Where they were at Cobb Theater, they have a strict no-weapons policy, so the gun-free zone works again. Curtis Reeves was a retired police captain from the Tampa PD. He was not a beat cop that was disgruntled or anything else. And he established Tampa's first tactical response team. One witness stated, "I can't believe people would bring a gun to a movie." After Aurora, I can't believe everybody isn't bringing a gun. Random acts of violence can happen just about anywhere. Just because a person wears or wore a shield does not make them immune to becoming a criminal. So they should not get special exemptions that leave us, the regular law-abiding, at a disadvantage or as a lower-class citizen. Cuomo doesn't feel that way. The director of New York's Homeland Security, who likes to use his gun as a laser pointer, doesn't feel that way. Cuomo will be standing election this year. He's up for re-election. I'm going to be interested to see what the people of New York do. I'm noticing one thing I don't like about this setup. And I got to figure out how to defeat it. All right, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
So sick, seeing things my mind. It just can't believe it's so wasting away. Why is life so bittersweet?
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the desk of David Kodrew, the Gun Rights Examiner, who writes all over the place. I mean, he's everywhere. Talking about what the intentional indignity forced upon the Connecticut gun owners the last day of this year. They had to go and register their guns and magazines in order to comply with the state's perversely named Gun Violence Prevention and Child Safety Act. which was nothing more than a knee-jerk response to Newtown, which, by the way, none of this would have stopped Newtown. All it does is make things less safe for the law-abiding. And none of that mattered to the politicians who imposed their will on the Constitution state gun owners, which is another oxymoron that Calculating Minds in Hartford no doubt took additional pleasure in. From gun owners in other states, and I have to admit that I sort of concur with this opinion, there were a lot of people saying this was a horrible choice to make as a gun owner. And they were unsympathetic and often cruel about this. It's not as simple as, I'm not going to comply, I'm deserting my house and my job and everything that I've built up to this point and going elsewhere. It could be, but it takes a little more planning and coordinating to actually do that. For some people, that's not really even an option. That having been said, there's no way I would exist in a state such as that. And it's, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, all these gun businesses that build guns, manufacture guns in these states would not be affected in their day-to-day. If they stayed there. And we, as just regular people that don't own businesses and factories and other things such as that, we can look at them and look at that example they make, because when a business moves versus, say, when you move, business has to go through a lot more than we do to move. Now, we, of course, have to go through a lot. People in Connecticut that might want to move to, say, I don't know, Tennessee. They would have to find, if they have a family, they have to coordinate schools for the children. They have to find a job or jobs in some cases. But that's not undoable. But having said that, a lot of people that were saying that the people of Connecticut were sheep, and I was one of them, a lot of people that were saying the people of Connecticut were sheep have not been put to that test themselves where they live. And I've had to take that into consideration. What would happen here, where I live, if all of a sudden everything sort of changed? First of all, it wouldn't be a 180-degree turn, believe me. It's not, maybe 90-degree turn. And they decided they were going to do this kind of thing and say I couldn't have magazines that held more than X amount of rounds, and I couldn't own guns that could hold a magazine that could hold X amount of rounds, and or I had to register them. Well, you know, I live in a house that I own. I'd have to put that on the market. I'd have to find a place to live. Got grandchildren locally around me. Wouldn't want to move too far away from there. But how far can you run? And that's the issue. But we have never been put, most of us have never been put to that test. Now, I've said this many times before, and I'm not trying to inflame anything here. And I am guilty of this, too. I've said to the people of California, move out. I've said to the people of New York, move out. Illinois, move out. Maryland, Connecticut, get out of there. New Jersey, get out of there. Sometimes you can't, though. Sometimes you got to stay and fight. And this is why it is so very important for us to understand that gun rights are a national issue. The Constitution is a national thing. we should be supporting the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, for example. And Connecticut is a good thing to look at, simply because if the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, for example, if their membership had been 10 times as much, or 50 times as much, or 100 times as much, or 1,000 times as much, then you're talking a substantial group of people that can wield some influence. Now, if I had my druthers... And this would be me being the Obama of the gun rights movement. I would say everybody that owns a gun is required to join a gun rights organization. And that simply isn't right. I just can't do that. But I would strongly encourage you, everyone, if you're not a member of something, local, state, one of the national groups, become one. Simply because if all the gun owners in the United States were a member of something, if you took all the gun owners in the United States and divvied them up amongst the, what I refer to as the big three gun rights groups nationally, and then knew that they also were participating on a state level, that's a massive voting block. Massive voting block. And they count on our being fractured, like what happened in Connecticut. Not enough people. We're not engaged enough. To be certain they fought back, the ones that they could fought back. But we are similarly guilty of this ourselves. I have a concealed carry permit. Is that not a form of surrender? I fill out a form 4473 when I get a gun. Is that not a form of surrender? So understand this. We undergo indignity every time we do something proactive. What happened in Connecticut could happen anywhere. All it takes is a little bit of a change politically wherever you're living. In Connecticut, for example, in Connecticut, gun owners in Connecticut, there's a lot of people that never heard of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. Buying a gun is not like buying a car. It's not like buying a couch. Of all the things that you own in your house... Well, I mean, you have the right to property. But a gun is something else altogether. It is a linchpin. With that, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Has everybody heard of the bump stocks, the bump fire stocks? I'm not a big fan of the bump fire stocks because the gun is jumping around in your hands. This is what these do is the stock of a rifle like an AK or an AR is not fixed. It is on a slide. And your finger is in a groove built into the stock. And as the bump, you pull out on the weapon, on the front of the weapon, and as the gun fires, the resulting slide bump causes you to fire at a higher rate. Now, it is nowhere near automatic fire. Let's be clear on that one. Automatic fire on an M4, M16 platform, or an AK, is much more rapid. Because those nanoseconds involved in the finger, in the trigger going forward and back, forward and back, forward and back, make a difference. Dianne Feinstein doesn't like those. In fact, she said in an email response to questions from the Associated Press, since the 1994 assault weapons ban expired, we've seen a rapid rate of technological improvements in assault weapons, and that concerns me. I don't know why it makes the nation safer, dum-dum. She points out this replacement shoulder stock turns a semi-automatic rifle into a weapon that can fire at a rate of 400 to 800 rounds per minute. Noting the strong existing federal regulation of machine guns, I strongly believe devices that allow shooters to fire at similar rates should also be outlawed. Well, that's a problem because the guns are still technically, in all reality, semi-automatic, Diane. But it gets worse for her. Coming from tactical fire control now is a bump fire device, trigger group, that uses the energy from the previous shot to reset the trigger very quickly. Like the bump stocks, this is by no means fully automatic fire, subject to all of the draconian legal hoops of the NFA. Or the Hughes Amendment, for that matter. Or even the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They've had to acknowledge, for now, that these are not fully automatic. The difference is with the TAC-CON, or the TAC-Fire trigger, I'm not really sure which TAC-CON, this is the, they refer to this as the 3MR trigger system. And right now, at SHOT Show, it is a big hit. And since it has been introduced, it's likely going to it's going to fly off the shelves. I mean, as soon as they make it available, they're taking pre-orders for it now. The difference between the bump fire stock and the bump fire trigger is you have more control over the weapon. So if you're going to employ a system whereby you want to get around and fire at a rate that seems cooler, for lack of a better word, that would be the way to go. Cost-wise, I don't know what the difference in the cost between a bump fire stock and a bump fire trigger group is concerned. And I'd really like to know how they work in semi-auto. Because as far as I'm concerned, on the AR platform, semi-auto rules. It rules. But very soon, Frankenfeinstein might be telling us we have a new reason to fear assault weapons. Which is sort of her way of saying that she has a new reason to fear them. And as far as I'm concerned, fearing us is a good thing. I do like that. Because when they fear you, this means you understand. When they fear us, that means we're at liberty. Liberty depends on oath-breaking government officials fearing the righteous wrath of me and you. Now, this coming from the NSSF, and I don't agree with some of their political stuff. As a matter of fact, I don't agree with 90% of their political stuff. But this one is actually quite valid, for lack of a better word. For some reason, and I've never met one, but I know they exist. But, well, that's not true. I have met them. Normally, they don't stay that way. There are a lot of people in the gun industry that somehow or other think there's a way to remain above the political fray, to be apolitical. First of all, that's simply not, you know, first of all, you are selling what is arguably the most controversial consumer good in the United States today. And the most widely accepted one. And the one that is actually sold for its intended purpose. I'm not talking about controversial stuff like bath salts, where, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you can smoke this too. It's not just for your bath. I'm talking about a good that is designed for a purpose. Your gun dealers sell the most controversial one out there today. Shouldn't be controversial, but because we have such a debate going on all the time, it is. Anti-gun politicians throughout this country for the last 2 years have done everything they can, and indeed over the past four decades, to turn me and you, just regular people that obey the law, into criminals. In 2012, we saw the SAFE Act come up in the middle of the night. And all it does, all the SAFE Act does, all the Connecticut new laws do, is limit law-abiding gun owners. Because criminals aren't going to pay attention to it. This is the fallacy of any gun control law. Criminals are not going to pay attention to it. No criminal is going to go go to a gun shop. Well, you know, this is not the way it works to be a criminal. Criminals don't have some cathartic moment where they wake up one day and say, you know, I'm tired of all this toiling, the clock punching. I can just do strong arm robberies. And then they get caught, and of course they can't be regular guys that toil and punch the clock anymore. So then they decide, well, you know, I got caught because I didn't have a gun. So I'm going to go to the gun shop and buy a gun. When they go to the gun shop, if you will, tell Curtis to hang on, please, because we're coming up on the break and I'll catch him on the other side. When they come to the gun shop and fill out the form 4473 and their felony record is revealed, and they can't buy the gun that way, criminals do not sit back and reflect and say, this is a sign. This is a sign that I should not turn to this life of crime. Hallelujah. Now that I know this. They don't go to the gun shop in the first place. So all of these laws that you see getting passed, left, right, center, Colorado, all these, they're doing nothing more than limiting me and you. Because we're going to obey the law. But it's becoming a little bit harder for them now because within these states where they pass these laws, like Colorado and New York, you got law enforcement saying, it's unenforceable. How are we going to enforce that? We have a tough enough time with real crime than going after regular citizens that have 8 rounds packed into a magazine or 16 rounds packed into a magazine. How are we supposed to check these magazines? They don't have serial numbers. How do we know what is a pre-ban magazine versus what is a post-ban magazine? And they're saying, we're not going to enforce it. And that's where the problem comes in, because for us that are the law-abiding, it becomes a little confusing. And that's why Gun Owners of America says the sheriff is the elected preeminent law enforcement official in your county. And I would go by what he says. In New York, there are sheriffs that are saying, well, we're going to go by what Judge Scretany said. And as far as they're concerned, the 7-round magazine capacity is now null and void. Cuomo has said it, but there's certain district attorneys within New York that are saying, nope, doesn't work here down here. Just because he's a judge up there doesn't mean he's a judge down here. We're going to do what we want to do down here. You just got to make it up laws that go left and right. This is the problem. This fracturing of law and the way they target me and you. Curtis, if you will, hold on through the break. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN.
Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Veteran owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's us go to Curtis in Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm going to make 3 points. The first is I just want to thank you very much for your program, your ministry, supporting our God-given right to defend ourselves, which is also secured by our Second Amendment. Thank you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure. I enjoy doing it.
Good. The second thing I want to say is what you do is you're sort of getting people to turn their car engine over once a month. Let's say you have two or three cars and you rarely drive one of them. If you don't turn that engine over, eventually the engine won't start. And that we must continually buy and display weapons and challenge the pushbacks or there won't. Or we'll lose them. And I appreciate that realistic approach to securing a right. You have to use it or it'll be lost.
And true. To that point, the biggest problem I see, Curtis, is a lot of people that own guns are not active. And I don't know if you see that where you're at. Now, in Florida is an anomaly amongst the... Florida has the highest concealed carry population of any state in the United States, probably of any four. So I'd be very interested to see how active you guys are down there.
Right. Well, here's my big point that I call to actually say.
Yes, sir.
Most all law enforcement and emergency, they have these plans. They have a hurricane plan. They have a tornado plan. They have a fire. They have a bank robbery plan. They have every plan possible. It seems to me that the everyday laity of the United States citizenry should have a gun grab plan on a county level, because if eight SWAT people show up door by door, that they will take your gun. So no one's going to put up resistance individually to an eight-person SWAT team. So there ought to be a county-level gun-grab contingency plan of a citizen muster. And they could practice with broomsticks and squirt bottles just to get people off their couch to meet, exchange names, and practice once a month or once every 2 weeks to muster with broomsticks. Just to get people to get off their couch and see this is a necessary future contingency, a muster plan for a gun grab. Like if there were a hurricane or a tornado, well, gun grab is even worse. I'm going to listen to your response off the air and have a great day, sir.
Well, thanks for your call. The first choice I would make to make that contingency available is the people in every county in these areas susceptible to, say, hurricanes, like all of Florida, the Gulf, all of these areas that are susceptible to that, earthquake-prone areas, which most of those are in California. Of course, all your corridors in the Northeast, which are almost, you know, universally anti-gun. The only way, the most civilized way to start that is to try to go to your sheriff. Sit down with your sheriff. You elected your sheriff. Most people have probably never, ever tried to get an appointment just to talk to their sheriff. Get a group together. Call the sheriff's office. Invite the sheriff to come talk to your group. Or ask the sheriff if your group can come and meet with him. Or do a little coffee or something. Sit down. Take the time to speak to him and voice your concerns. Now, the sheriff, being an elected official, you're his constituent, in addition to being a person that lives within the county of his jurisdiction. So he's going to listen to you more than, say, the chief of police would. Express your concerns. Now, as to Curtis's point about how you can rally together, there's two phases of training in the military. Basic rifle marksmanship, when you're learning that, you're stationary, you're in a foxhole. But like Curtis said, when you're practicing the movement part of that, we did it with weapons. They just were unloaded. You can do it with broomsticks. It's quite innocuous, actually. The movement part of it does not require any live fire element unless you decide to do a live fire element just to see how that feels. Which, by the way, you can find in just about any tactical rifle course today. There will be a live fire movement element in it. James Jaeger teaches one. Chris Costa teaches one. Jason Paula teaches one. Charles Ferreira teaches one. I mean, everybody out there does it. Tiger McKee teaches one. I mean, all of these tactical instructors have some part of their syllabus that involves movement and firing at the same time with a rifle. But the other part of this, the way this would have to work, and this is the hard part of it, Curtis, if you're listening. We live in an era right now where everybody does their communications on Facebook, and we live in an era where somebody will text. They'll text back and forth for hours when they could just dial the number and talk and not get out there and say, well, you took my text wrong because it was out of context because, you know, texting doesn't have a tone. This would take people meeting and pre-coordinating. I've actually done that. There's a group of us. Some of these people you probably know because you've probably seen them out there somewhere because they have a presence on the Internet. But there's a loose group of us of about 20. We have communications. We have a similarity in training. We have similarity in gear. And we have similarity in capability. And 20 of us, which, you know, I don't want to go against law enforcement. If, on the other hand, see, what happened in Katrina, what happened in Hurricane Sandy, what happened in the L.A. riots, what happens in all of these disasters, either man-made or nature, Mother Nature doing her worst, is that the police pull back. The police pull back, and you are left to your own devices. Which means you have to fend for yourself. You have to be your own first responder. A concerted group standing at the entry of, say, a neighborhood certainly can't protect all of them. But if they know that, you know, if they have a force-on-force attack coming their way, then they can rally together. And if not, they're just ready to go. If you were to look beside my bed, Curtis, you would not believe what I've got stacked up beside my bed. Looks like I'm putting all that stuff on does not mean that I'm a minute man. It's probably like a 9.5 minute man. That's on a good day. But the other thing to do is within your county, within your state, you don't find out about these gun-grabbing provisions that are put in place during emergency contingencies. Look at them before the emergency. Lobby. And lobbying is as simple as picking up the phone and calling your congressman, calling your state senator. Lobby them to do away with those. Because in New Orleans, a lot of people lost their guns and never got them back. There were no receipts given for them. There was no way to prove this was your gun. And they never got them back. And this was all because of the will, based on my understanding, the serving police chief of the time in New Orleans didn't want anybody to have guns but the police or the military. For some reason, did you like that, Scott? For some reason, he thought that was a smoking hot idea. And those residents of New Orleans that were just sitting there minding their own business had their gun, and, you know, it wasn't some state-of-the-art blaster. It was maybe a six-shot revolver that was made in the 50s, or a pump shotgun, a double-barreled shotgun, whatever. They took them all up. There was nobody strutting around in New Orleans, armored up and kitted up and fully, you know, everything dangling off the vest. There was none of that. It made a lot of people mad. I mean, a lot of people from outside New Orleans were coming in there. I watched a video of that. And with good reason, because once they took the guns away from the residents of New Orleans, they didn't stay and provide security. They took the guns and they took off. Thanks a lot, New Orleans. If I've got my times right, we're either going to be joined next hour or the hour after by T.J. Kurgan from SHOT Show in Las Vegas. We'll be right back going into the next hour on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.